Ever wish that you had more say at work? Well, odds are strong that at some point where you work, you pretty much run into that wall of doing what the boss tells you to do. But worker cooperatives are a way to change that, challenging the hierarchy in the workplace. And that includes the Sassafras Tech Collective. It's based in Ann Arbor, and it's the only registered tech co-op in Michigan. Jill Diamond is the founder of Sassafras Tech Collective. Jill, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you here. And we have Elizabeth Mitchell here. She is a worker owner at Sassafras. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So Jill, take us into a worker co-op like Sassafras and help us understand, how is this different from the standard workplace that we know and love?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we do not have hierarchy. We do not, like you said, we don't have bosses. We have worker owners who we call members. And we also have prospective members. So the goal is for everyone to become an owner of the business. And we do that by having democratic workplace and meetings. So we really focus on what do we want as workers? What is going to meet our needs? And how can we design our business so that we can meet our needs?
So how many are in the...
Welcome. Yeah, sure. There's seven of us.
Okay.
There's five owners and two prospective members.
And what led you in this direction to want to found this?
Yeah, it's a long story. It started with, I've been in tech for about 15 years. I worked at a tech company in Seattle after undergrad, and I experienced a lot of harassment in the workplace, working with various tech companies as a consultant. And I didn't see it as a viable option for me to stay in. I then went to grad school. I was interested in researching the relationship of gender and technology. And through my work of looking at harassment and technology and doing a few projects in my dissertation on harassment and tech, I realized that, and I had read about this different model, and I thought it was an opportunity to create a future that I wanted, and to create a workplace that would be free of harassment, that would enable women, people of color, LGBTQ folks to be able to work together.
So is there a project, one project everybody works on? I mean, day to day, how does it work?
Yeah, we're a tech consulting firm, so we have many different projects going on. Some of our big projects, we do election observation systems with the Carter Center, so President Jimmy Carter's NGO. We also do anti-harassment technology, so we partner with a nonprofit called Hollaback. We developed the HeartMob platform, which is an anti-online harassment platform. Okay. And then we also work with other nonprofits in support of the worker co-op movement.
So, Elizabeth, what does it mean to be a worker owner?
It's being able to own a business, but to own that business with a group of people. So you have shared responsibility, and it's a little bit less stressful as like a business owner when you know, hey, I'm working with a group of people and we're in this together and we're building something together. Yeah, I think it's pretty powerful.
What kind of workplace did you come from before coming to Sassafras?
Before Sassafras, I was working at a tech company that had about 200 workers or so. And so I was working on a team that was not very diverse. It was like 10 guys, all white, and me.
And you.
Yeah, who's a black woman. And so it was very, very strange. And the culture wasn't healthy in terms of like, there was, you know, sexual harassment going on, just things that weren't like, this isn't going to be long-term sustainable as a workplace. So finding Sassafras was like definitely a joy because it was like, okay, they're trying to build something different, something that I could see having a long-term career here versus I couldn't see that where I was at before.
So I want to get into how you leverage this model to make apps and leave the mark in the technology field. One of the ones I was interested in, is it Mealizer? Were you an app lets people take photos of their food and learn its nutritional content?
Yeah, this is a partnership with Columbia University and Dr. Lena Mamikina and her research. We're partnering with them to develop apps to help people manage their diabetes. The problem we're solving is that people have a hard time managing their diabetes, and it's hard to understand what's in your food. So we're developing technology where you can take a picture of your food and have machine learning models figure out what exactly is in your food in terms of nutritional content, and then help predict if your blood sugar will rise or fall.
And so using this cooperative approach, how did that help perhaps in developing and getting this app done?
I think we bring a strong, diverse workforce in terms of who's at the table. So the type of people and communities we're targeting are people with lower access to healthcare, who have lower access to different types of foods. So I think bringing our perspectives, a more diverse perspective, helps inform the design and how it might reach other communities that researchers are trying to target.
All right, so you're saying there's seven people. It's good, but it's also seven people. So if there's friction, there's nowhere to go because it's right in your face. Is that a fair assessment? Can it be that way with a small group of people?
Yes, but I think conflict is definitely a place of learning and an opportunity to grow. And because we are so small, we have to resolve those conflicts. There is nowhere to go. So you have to figure out, okay, what's at the heart of this? What are people's needs? How can we work together so that we all are moving in a direction that makes us all happy with where we're going?
Elizabeth, has being part of this tech co-op, how has that filtered into your non-work life? Has it changed the way you think about or the way you feel?
I think for me it was pretty powerful because now, like being a business owner and having, I think at Sassafras we have like a flexibility, it allows me to pursue the things that I love so that I'm bringing that joy to the work I do, which I might not have been able to do somewhere else. It's like there's a better work-life balance and I can bring that joy to work.
Happy people with a voice in work.
Absolutely.
But so if this worker cooperative model is more efficient and it's clearly, from what you're both saying, better fitted to the human spirit, why aren't we seeing more worker co-ops?
I think there's a marketing problem, for one. I think a lot of people don't know or don't think that, oh, I could have control of my work. And why don't I, you know, demand or create new workplaces that have democratic structures? Also, it's a lot of work. I think there's not a lot of examples that, you know, have processes and structures that we were talking about that you can just easily put into place. I also think that it does have conflict. Conflict is part of cooperation. And I think as a culture, we don't have the skills and tools to be able to deal with conflict.
So take us into a day at Sassafras Tech Collective. Does everybody show up at the same time? How do you decide who's doing what? How do you decide who gets paid what?
So we are a distributed workplace with an anchor office in Ann Arbor. So we have about three people that consistently come into the office. The rest are remote or sometimes come into the office. And that starts with people's needs in terms of where they're most productive. And so that's really kind of where we start, is with people's needs. And it's a balance between individual needs and the needs of the business. So we're always in constant kind of tension and healthy tension of figuring out how can we meet people's individual needs while also having a sustainable business.
And what about accepting new members into the cooperative? What kind of process is in place?
Our current process is when we accept someone on as an employee, our goal is that eventually they'll come on as a worker owner, as an owner of the business. Mm-hmm. And so there is just a process of like, We say 6 months, but right now it's taking a little bit longer than that, like a year, a process of like that person getting to know how that person works, how they fit in with us, figuring out, okay, these are your strengths, these are things you can improve upon, and really just growing with them and seeing them just thrive in the environment that we're building. And eventually then there's a process of like figuring out, okay, do you want to become an owner? And then there's an interview. So
this seems terrific on this small scale with these seven people that you're working with at Sassafras. Could it potentially scale up and replace the larger corporate structure?
There are examples of large co-ops. So, for example, in New York City, there's a home care organization, Home Care Associates, that have 2,000 employees, and a large percentage of them are also owners. when you're scaling up in that way, you do need to change your decision-making process in terms of having a board and voting representation. But I think there's really great examples. Other examples include the corporation called Mondragon in Spain, which has currently 70,000 employees. So I think there are some real examples. I think there just needs to be more resources and development of worker co-ops in the United States. And New York City, the New York City government is doing that. They are investing a large amount of money into developing worker co-ops.
And certainly the worker co-ops you mentioned didn't sound like they were tech. So the idea that this is rather an outlier in the tech world, is that fair?
Yeah, I would say so. There is a tech worker co-op network of about 30 different companies across the U.S. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of conversations about platform cooperativism. So that's thinking about how can we reimagine Uber and Facebook as a co-op. So I think there's a lot of new exciting conversations around how we can organize our work and employment around cooperativism.
The Sassafras Tech Collective, based in Ann Arbor, the only registered tech co-op in Michigan. And we've been talking with co-founder Jill Diamond and worker owner Elizabeth Mitchell. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.